Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, a chance of a shower, a high of 63. The investigation continues into the death of a 14-year-old girl found shot in a Racine home yesterday evening. In a brief news release, Racine police say officers were called to a home in the 1000 block of Albert Street at about 8:20 yesterday evening and found the wounded teen. She was transported to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital by Racine Fire Rescue and then airlifted by Flight for Life to Children's Hospital, where she died. Police say they have identified persons of interest in the case but have released no other details. They are asking anyone with information to contact the Racine Police Investigation Unit or Crime Stoppers of Racine County. A Milwaukee man who pleaded no contest to charges stemming from a fatal crash on I-94 in Kenosha nearly a year ago has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Michael Wilk also sentenced 20-year-old Alejandro Ramirez Gonzalez to 14 years of extended supervision once he is released. Ramirez Gonzalez is accused of fleeing from a state patrol officer who was trying to get him to pull over while he was driving south in the northbound lanes of the interstate and slammed head-on into a car, killing 48-year-old Robert Miller of Grafton and seriously injuring his wife. Ramirez Gonzalez pleaded no contest in July to three felonies: homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle, causing injury by the intoxicated use of a vehicle, and fleeing an officer, causing death. The USDA will hand out $100 million to 21 states to add the infrastructure needed to roughly double the number of gas pumps delivering higher blends of corn-based ethanol.
This $100 million that's being provided by USDA will be matched dollar for dollar by partners in the 21 states being awarded these resources.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack estimates Wisconsin's share will result in 120 more gas pumps offering higher ethanol blends, such as E15 and E85. Vilsack believes the effort will give consumers more choices and provide a much-needed boost to the rural economy. The USDA estimates the grants will support nearly 5,000 pumps at over 1,400 gas stations in the 21 states. The City of Burlington's fourth annual community block party takes place tomorrow from 3 to 7 p.m. at DeVore Park on Amanda Street. It's billed as a family-friendly event with games, inflatable bounce houses, music, and lots of food. Wristbands will be available for unlimited gameplay. You can get them for $2 with the donation of a non-perishable food item. Otherwise, there's no cost to attend the event itself. All non-perishable food items will be donated to Love Incorporated, while any monetary proceeds from the event will go to participating service clubs. The AccuWeather forecast for this afternoon: a chance of a shower and a high of 63. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.